打开圣经，翻到约翰福音第十五章。
John 15 verse 5.
约翰福音第十五章第五节。
Poor Moses, I gave him several verses last night, and this wasn't one of them.
昨天啊，Ken 弟兄给我好几节经节，这一节经节不在其中。That's okay.
Faith, brother. John 15, verse 5.
约翰福音十五章第五节。
I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
That last phrase, you can do nothing.
啊，这个经节的后半节说，你们就不能做什么。
We just sang a song that included that word nothing many times.
我们刚才所唱那首诗歌就讲到啊，无有，讲到很多次。
Just a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Father, when we come to your word, we're reminded how dependent we are upon you.
哦，主，当我们来到你面前，主，你让我们看见我们是何等依靠于你。
We often try to understand your word through our minds, and it ends up in emptiness.
多少时候我们希望借着我们的脑子能够明白你的话语，可是我们得到的只是空
洞。But we're thankful that the Holy Spirit inspires our spirit.
我们感谢主，你的圣灵在我们的灵里面工作。
Renews our mind.
哦，你使我们的心意更新。
And even gives life to our body.
你把新的生命甚至放在我们的身体里面。
We tell you right now, we need your quickening.
我们主啊，我们现在需要你。
For speaking.
你要在我们里面说话。
For hearing.
也让我们听见。
For application.
也让我们应用。
Use your word for correction.
用你自己的话语来矫正我们。
For reproof.
来使我们看见我们自己。
For encouragement to those who are disheartened.
也让我们真是能够被眺望。
We pray in Jesus' name.
感谢主，奉主耶稣名。
Amen. Amen.Yes, it's been almost 4 months since we have been here.
几乎啊离开大家四个月了。
And we did cover a lot of ground.
我们到了很多地方去。
In Taiwan.
到台湾。
From Taipei to Kaohsiung, Kaohsiung to Taipei.
台北到高雄，高雄到台北。
Which of those of you who know the geography that covers the island?
大家如果对地理熟悉的话，就是说我把整个台湾岛都走过了。
To Singapore.
到新加坡。
To the Philippines.
然后到菲律宾。
And other islands, several islands in the Philippines.
并且很多的岛屿在菲律宾附近的岛屿。
And then Australia.
然后到澳大利亚去。
And Australia is the size of the United States.
澳大利亚就好像像美国差不多大。
So we figured we'd just spend our 3 weeks in Sydney and some other time try and cover the rest.
我们就在悉尼待了三个星期。
All the time we were in homes that were Chinese.
我们大部分的时候都住在中国人的家里面。
So we had congee for breakfast.
我们有日本的这个早餐，congee早餐。
I don't know how you say it in Mandarin, but soupy rice.
我不晓得这个国语怎么讲，但是就是喝稀饭，这个还有喝汤。
And a lot of seafood for lunch.
好多海鲜做午餐。
And Chinese food for dinner.
然后中餐是我们的中国饭是我们的晚餐。
So when I got to Sydney, I walked in and got a McDonald's burger.
到悉尼以后，我就立刻进入麦当劳，吃了一个汉堡。
But the blessing of the whole time was the fact that we were with saints.
我们在与圣徒同在一起的时候得了很多祝福。
And though our backgrounds are quite different,
我们的背景很不一样。
We had a oneness immediately.
但是我们在主的里面，很快的我们就有同一的感觉。
And we bring greetings from many of the saints to you.
我们从很多的圣徒那里带来他们的问候。
When you spend several weeks in a home, you find out that a lot of us are related.
你在一个弟兄在那个地方住几个星期以后，你就发现很多我们都是互相有关的。
I had a lot of fun when a person would ask me, do I know Brother Wang? And I would say, yes, I've heard of him.
我说是的，我听过他。
And they would say, I think he's in Houston.
他们说我听说好像他是在休斯顿。
And I would reply, yes, I believe he is in Houston.
我说我相信他确实在休斯顿。
And he said, do you ever see him?
他说你曾经有没有曾经见过他？
And I said, yes, he is in our fellowship.
我说是的，他在我们的聚会里面。
And then when I couldn't contain myself any longer, I would say, my son is married to his daughter.
然后我不能够再忍耐，我就告诉他们说，我的儿子和他的女儿结婚。
So we did have a lot of good times, but the most difficult thing was being away from the saints.
我们有很多很快乐的时间，但是一件最使我感觉到很难过的，就是我们和弟兄姐妹分离一段时间。
You know, when you're so close to people, like we are in our fellowship, often it is difficult to appreciate one another.
那是非常的不容易，当你和弟兄姐妹是这样的亲近，却要和他们分离这样长一段时间。
It's like in a marriage, we are so close, we begin to see all the little idiosyncrasies of each other.
就好像我们结婚了很久一样，我们就在互相的生活中发现很多的一些我们过去所不知道的。And
these little things can begin to irritate us.
这些一些小事常常能够搅扰我们。And
that happens in the fellowship.
在交通的里面也同样如此。I
learned that when my wife died after 30 years.
我从这个里面学到一个功课，就是在我爱人太太去世的时候。That
I had often taken her for granted.
我常常就把这个妻子作为无所谓。And
we experienced that as we were on this trip.
我们在这个旅行当中，我们也经历到这样一个感觉。There
is something wonderful about the body universally.
有一些很美的东西在这个宇宙的教会里面存在。But
it's in our local family that we are stretched.
但是在一个地方的聚集里面，我们在一起经历到。That
real growth takes place.
这个实际的成长。That
we need the Lord's grace.
我们需要神的恩典。You
can fake it when you're in a home traveling for a week.
你可以伪装一个星期，如果你出去度假的话。Because
you know in one or two weeks you're going to get out of Dodge.
你知道你过一两个星期以后你就会离开。And
you can sort of dust your feet off of your sandals.
所以你可以把你的灰尘从你的拖鞋上面洗。But
in our home, in our families,
但是在我们的家，在我们的家庭里面,
and in our spiritual family,
在我们这属灵的家里面,
we are constantly pressed into the reality of who we really are.
我们一直的在这个家里面, 我们要问我们一个问题, 就我们究竟是谁?
And we find out that we are people of impatience.
我们发现我们是一群没有忍耐的人。
Did you experience impatience this week?
你有没有经历到没有这个忍耐的这个经历？
We're often people of anger, wrath.
常常我们在里面有愤怒，有这种愤怒的感觉。
And so we're finding constantly we have to go back to the well.
我们发现我们常常的需要再回到井边去。
Crying out to the Lord, Lord, I need you.
我们要向神呼求说，主啊，我们需要你。
I'm so inadequate in myself.
我实在是在我本身的里面，我实在是不行。
Now we can run from this.
我们可以从这个主跑开。
We can live separated lives in our marriages, in our family.
我们可以在我们的婚姻，在我们的家庭里面过一个分离的生活。
In the fellowship, we can sort of drift along the periphery.
在我们聚会的里面，我们也可以到这个周边去游走。
But if we're going to experience God's grace, there has to be a coming in.
但是我们要经历神的恩典，我们必须来到这个地方。And
we do just want to say how we do appreciate the saints.
我想说，我们实在是感谢主给我们这些圣徒。Everyone
has a portion of the Lord.
我们每一个人都有神的一部分。And
though we might not have a lot of communication with each other, just being in one another's presence, there is a quickening of our spirit.
当我们圣徒聚在一起的时候， 神就让我们圣徒彼此之间灵魂被苏醒。
By the Lord's life in one another.
借着神的生命。
Carrying one another's burdens, sharing in those burdens.
把每一个人的负担，我们同样的能够担当。
This morning, brothers and sisters, my burden is this word, nothing.
今天早上弟兄姐妹，我的负担是无有。
Since it's been a while since some of us have had algebra, I'll put an equation up here on the table, on the board.
因为有很多人都懂这个数学代数，我就把一个代数的程式放在这个地方。
Man plus Christ minus self equals God's eternal purpose.
人加上基督减去自己就等于神永远的目标目的。
Equals the house of God.
等于神的家。
Heaven on earth.
等于如地在天。
His kingdom.
等于神的国。
As last week, the ark being present in our midst.
这方舟在我们中间。约柜在我们中间。
Everything that God desires in our life is available through this formula.
每一样在神的家里面都适合于这个程式。
And the area of this formula that I would like to focus on this morning is this area right here.
今天早上我要强调的这个程式的一部分就是
self becoming nothing.
自己成为无有。
So that we can enter in to what God desires for each one of us.
如此我们才能够进入这个神的期待里面去。
In everything in life, there's a key.
在每一个人的生命当中都有一个关键。
And often, just the smallest little key will open up the door to the reality.
有的时候一个很小很小的钥匙就能够打开一个实际的窗户。
How many of you have jumped out of an airplane?
有多少人曾经从飞机上跳下来过?
Doesn't look like we have too many authorities on that subject this morning.
好像并没有很多人在这方面有这样的权柄。
I personally have jumped out of airplanes at many different heights.
我个人的话从飞机上曾经跳下来过很多次从不同的高度。
When you jump out of an airplane that's several thousand feet in the air, you want to do it right.
从几千尺高的这个飞机上跳下来你也必须 要跳对。
You don't want to make a mistake.
你不希望你犯错误。
You want to know what is the key to doing this correctly.
你想要知道什么是最关键的如果你要做对的话。
And one of the first and most basic things in jumping out of an airplane is that you're tucked in like this when you exit the door.
一个很最关键就是说你要这个蜷起来这样子要跳下去。
If you're a little excited and you have this arm extended, once you exit that door, the wind will catch you, this arm, and corkscrew you.
如果你太激动的话你这个膀臂伸出去以后那个气流就会使你在空中打转。
And your parachute winds up like a cigarette roll, and you go down very quickly.
然后你的那个降落伞就好像像一根柱子一样，你就很快的就落到地上去了。
It's not a very big thing. It's just simply arms must be tucked in.
这并不是很大事情，但是你的膀臂必须要缩紧。
When you come to the door, you're to make a little rabbit hop.
然后你要跳的时候，你要像这个青蛙一样，这样像像兔子一样跳。
And we had this Sergeant Carson, who was quite big, and he never could make that rabbit hop.
有一个 Sergeant Carson, 他个子很大，他从来都不能像兔子这样的跳法。
We always knew when Sergeant Carson exited the plane.
我们都知道，都愿意看这个 Sergeant Carson 这样来跳下去。
Because we would hear him bounce along the fuselage.
我们能够听到他一直在那个输油道那个地方跳来跳去。
He could never quite clear it.
他但是不能够很清楚很爽。
Now that was a prop plane.
那个是一个小飞机。
The propellers.
就是有螺旋桨的飞机。
But when it came to a jet, Sergeant Carson was okay because a jet will go pull you out very quickly.
如果你到那个喷气机的话，他就没有关系，因为喷气机行得很快。
And he would clear the plane.
所以他就可以很轻快。
My point is that there are little.Keys, very insignificant, but very important.
有一些时候常常是一些很小的事情但是却很重要。
In marriage, there is a couple important keys that sometimes takes us 30 years to learn.
在我们的婚姻当中常常有一些很小的事情，但是呢要经过三四十年才会学会。
Sweetheart, I'm sorry.
比如说亲爱的，我很对不起你。
Not a very big word.
并不是很大的话。
Don't need to know a whole lot of theology.
并不需要知道很多的神学。
But it is one of those basic steps that until it's learned, the marriage can be fragmented.
这是一些很基本的步伐，但是呢我们如果不能学的话，我们的婚姻就会出现问题。
Many of you have children.
我们很多人都有孩子。
And if you are a Christian, your goal is that these children are the representations of the Lord Jesus in the next generation.
如果我们是基督徒的话，我们都希望我们的孩子成为基督的代表。
In fact, that's why God gives us children.
这也是为什么神把孩子给我们。
So that the next generation, there is a testimony of his son.
因此下一个世纪的孩子们，他们能够成为神的见证。
There's a couple very elementary keys for accomplishing that.
但是也有一些很重要的关键来成全这样。
Key number one, the parents must be committed wholeheartedly to their job. No.To the Lord Jesus.
第一个关键就是说，这些父母们必须要把他自己完全的这个把他放在孩子的身上。
Not in activity.
放在主的身上。
Not in just Christian activity, but in a heart love for the Lord.
不是在活动，也不是在外面，乃是说把心放在主的身上。
You give a child all the teaching in the world.
你可以教孩子各种各样世界上的事情。
But the children know us.
但是孩子们知道我们。
We cannot fool the children.
我们不能够欺骗孩子。
So if we are talking about the Lord,
如果我们讲到神，
but in our hearts there is not that reality, two people know it.
但是在我们的实际的生活里面却没有神，有两个人知道。
Number one,
第一个，
who? God.
神知道。
And number two, our children.
第二个，我们孩子知道。
You can't fool our children.
你不可能跟我们的孩子们开玩笑。
But there's also another little key.
但是还有另外一个关键。
If our children do express Christ in the next generation.
如果说他们经历到一些危机的话。
This is where the rubber meets the road.
这个时候就是遇到实际了。
We often do not equate this with raising children.
我们在领养我们的孩子的时候，我们并不把这一点算进去。
Our key is the husband.Be madly in love with their wives.
就是说这个丈夫需要非常的去爱他的太太。
And wives be madly in love with their husbands.
这个太太也要非常热爱的去爱这位先生。
Sounds pretty insignificant.
是不是感觉到不是很太了不起。
But it's a key.
但这确实非常重要。
This morning, we want to talk about this word nothing.As being a key, if we are to enter in to the house of God.
今天早上我们要讲一讲这个个人成为无有，来进入这个神的国。
It's a difficult subject because we've been taught all of our life to be something.
这是一个很不容易的一个题目。
Our schools teach it.
我们学校也教这个题目。
A lot of our parenting is you've got to make something of yourself.
我们这个。父母也教我们的孩子说，你一定要成为一些什么样的人。
You've got to go as fast and hard as you can to get there, wherever there is.
你要很努力，很快的去成就你自己的目标。
And so when the Lord comes along in the Bible and shows us this whole area of being nothing, it kind of is a shock to us.
因为在圣经里面。神多次让我们看见说我们自己是无有，因此这常常成为一个很相反的一个感觉。
We often try to do the sidestep. Now, how can I get around this word nothing?
我们常常想要从旁边去徘徊，说怎么样才能够成为无有。
Now, with a little bit of teaching of the Lord Jesus, we see his whole life was nothing.
我们借着我们学习主耶稣基督的生活，我们看见第一个无有。
That he emptied himself.
他把他自己倒空。
And we say, well, that's good enough for the Lord.
我们说这对神是好的。
But,
但是
I've got a plan.
我有一个计划。
I've got goals.
我有目标。
I want to make something of myself.
我要想在我生命当中做些什么。
I want to be recognized.
我想要被众人所知。
I want to leave a legacy.
我想要留名。
I want to leave a heritage to my family.
我要留下一些功绩给我的这个家庭。
Wealth and other things.
比如说财产和其他的东西。
And we don't enter. As a result, we do not enter.
因为这个样子，所以我们不能够进入。
We do not enter into what God has ordained for each one of us.
我们不能够进入神为我们个人所预备的。
This morning, I'd like us just to look at, first of all, 1 Kings.
我们来看一看列王记上。
Before we do that, Luke 7:42.
我们读列王记上以前，我们先读路加福音。
Just a few chapters off there. Let's turn to Luke first.
我们来翻到路加福音。
Luke 7:42. When they were unable to repay, he graciously forgave them both.
路加福音第七章第四十二节，因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。
As a sinner, what did you bring to the Lord?
作为一个罪人，你给主带来些什么东西呢？
How was the Lord able to regenerate you?
主如何能够再生你呢？
We came in debt.
我们到主的面前是一个带债的，负债的。
We came with sin.
我们来到主的面前，我们有罪。
We came with a love for this world.
我们来到，我们爱这个世界。
And the Lord forgave us.
但是神原谅我们，饶恕我们。
There is nothing of goodness in us.
在我们里面没有任何好的东西。
Nothing of goodness.
没有任何好的东西。
We come in debt.
我们来到神的面前，我们是负债。
Just turn over a couple pages to Luke 15.
我们翻到路加福音十五章。
14th verse.
第十四节
The story of the prodigal son.
这个浪子的比喻。
Now, when he spent everything.
现在他已经花尽了一切所有的。
How did the prodigal son come back into the graces of his father?
浪子是怎么样来到他父亲的恩典中呢？
Come to the end.
他来到一个尽头。
A few months, years before, he had his inheritance.
几个月、几年前，他曾经有他的这个财产。
His hands were still filled.
他的手里面有很多东西。
His mind was still very fertile with ideas.
他的脑子里面还是有很多的这个欲望。
I am not going to be like my father and my family. I am going to be someone.
我不会要像我的父亲那样，我要成为一个不同的人。
This disciplined family is too slow for me.
这个管教的家庭实在是太慢了。
Filled with ideas.
他脑子里面有很多的
主意。Filled with thoughts.
有很多的想法。
But here in these two or three verses in Luke 15, we see a man who comes to the end.
在路加福音十五章，我们看见这个浪子走到一个尽头。
Even the people would not take care of him.He's totally desolate.
甚至他所认识的人也不能够看顾他，他完全是被孤立。
And in this state of nothingness, he's reminded. In this state of pain, he is reminded of what he had left.
在他这个走到尽头的时候，他被提醒他曾经有过什么。
He saw that there was no goodness in him.
他看见他自己是没有任何好的。
There was no ability in himself.
他没有在他的里面，他没有能力。
And he says, "I will go to my father."
他说我要到我父亲那里去。
And it's one of the most beautiful verses in the Bible, I believe. And his father saw him afar off.
这是一节最美的经节，圣经里面就是说，当他去的时候，父亲看见他来。
And he ran and he kissed him.
父亲就跑过去，就拥抱他，亲他。
But the pivotal thing is here, nothing.Of goodness.
最关键的东西就是讲到说，在他的里面完全无有。 没有好的。
Mark 5:25.
马可福音五章二十五节。
Mark 5:25.
马可五章二十五节。
Nothing of strength.
没有任何的能力。
Brothers and sisters, there is such an innate strength of ourselves.
我们人好像感觉到我们自己有这个能力。
And in Mark 5:25, we have this woman who had suffered from a hemorrhage for 12 years.
我们在这个地方看到有一个女人患了12年的血漏。
Her very life was constantly leaking from her.
在她的生命里面一直不停地流漏掉。
And she spent all that she had, kind of interesting, at the hands of doctors.
她把她生命所有的积蓄都给了医生。
She had come to the end.
她来到一个尽头。
There were no more resources.
她没有任何的财力了。
And you know the story, she saw Jesus coming by.
你知道这个故事，她就看到耶稣走过。
And it was in this nothingness state that she recognized there was only one person.
在这个无有的状况之中，她知道只有一个人。
That could stop this flow of life.
才能够停止她生命中的流露流流。
How many plans we have?
我们有多少计划？
We have a plan to secure our own life.
我们有一个计划要把我们自己很好的保起来
to provide our own strength in our family.
在我们家庭的里面来自己提供。
It might be through the band-aid of positive thinking.
这就好像用一个橡皮膏一样来给我们提供这个自我的欣慰。
Maybe it's religious activity.
或者是借着一些宗教的活动。
Good things.
或者做好事
Wonderful thing.
很好的事情。
But this life keeps eking away.
但是在我们的生命里面仍然是不停地在漏。
We're encouraged for a moment and then by the end of the day, we're just frazzled. We're weak.
我们可能在某一个时候被激动一下但是过一下子全部就漏光了。
And the Lord uses all of these things to show us that there is no strength in ourselves.
主用这些的事情让我们看见在我们的里面我们没有能力。
Physical,
或者身体上
spiritual,
或者是属灵的上面
mental stability,
或者是在脑子里面
a steadiness as far as joy,
在这个恒久的这个喜乐里面
peace amidst all the pressures,
在压力里面的这个平安
a limitation of strength,
我们看见我们在这个我们自己能力的
限制 Until, like this woman, we come to this place of absolute nothing,And we say, I need to touch him.
直到这个女人她看见她自己一切的无有她说我要去触摸。
John 5:7.
约翰五章七节。
Just giving a few scriptures here just to give us a little bit background on this subject.
我先给大家一点点背景。
John 5:7, the sick man answered him, Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool.
约翰福音五章七节，病人回答说：“先生，水冻的时候，没有人把我放在池子里。”
Again, we see the absence of strength in this man.
我们再次看见这一个人，他是缺乏能力。
But it was at this point that the Lord is able to come in.
就在这个时候，神能够来到他。
It's at this point that the Lord is able to strengthen.
这个神的能力能够赐给他。
Another word.Nothing of plan.
没有计划。
We are the great planners.
我们是一个很会做计划的人。
We're the great goal setters.
我们很会预定我们的目标。
We come by it very naturally, and I underword the word naturally.
我们说很自然的。
Because Satan had a plan.
因为撒旦有一个计划。
In Isaiah 14, we see where he says, I will.
以赛亚书十四章，撒旦说他要。
Five times he says, I will ascend.
五次他讲了我要升到。
I will increase my position.
我要使我的地位升高。
I will better myself.
我要使我变得更强更好。
The exact opposite of this word, nothing.
这正是与无有的一个反面的对照。
If Satan had been humble and wise, he'd have said, Father, I'm here to serve you.
如果撒旦说谦卑说父亲我来到这个地方来服侍你。
I'm here to be nothing.
我到这个地方我是一个无有的。
And his whole life, forever and eternity, would be consumed by the Father.
那么他的生活整个都会被父所占有。
Committed to the Lord's plan.
让我们来把自己放在神的计划中。
But he did not come to this place of nothingness.
这并不是说来到一个无有的光景之中。
But neither did the man and the woman in the garden.
在那个伊甸园里面，这个男人和女人也不是这样的来到神面前。
They looked at the tree and they said, this will make me wise.
他们看见的树，他们说这能使我聪明，有智慧。
This will taste good to my palate.
这个很好吃。
This will fill the lust of my eyes.
这个能够满足我眼睛的欲望。
And what happened?
你知道怎么样发生了吗？
Fell out of grace.
他们就从恩典中
fell out of God's communion.
他们就从神的交通的里面走出去。
And death occurred.
死亡就发生了。
Death to the spirit.
死亡的灵。
Followed by eventually even physical death.
然后跟着就是身体的死。
And we have been left in that dilemma.
我们就一直活在那样一个光景之中。
But this little key is the secret of reversing the process.
但是这就是一个关键的钥匙，可以把这个整个光景把它扭转。
Getting back to the place of communion with the Lord.
能够再次回到与神的交通里面。
Oneness with the Lord.
在主的里面的合一。
Fellowship.
交通。
Another verse.
另外一个经节。
1 Kings 17.
列王记上第十七章。
Nothing of grief resources.
没有任何的资源。
Brothers and sisters, it's one thing I don't think we realize of how limited our resources are.
有一件事情我不知道我们意识不意识到，我们是多么的缺乏这个资源。
And this explains, again, I just want to underline this and mention it earlier, why the Lord has us in the environment He has us right now.
这就是为什么神要把我们放在我们今天所有的这个环境里面。
I think if we were to just talk to each one individually, within a few minutes, we would see that there are certain pressures in your life.
如果我们彼此相谈的话，我们就发现每一个人生活当中都有一些压力。
Some it has to do with relationships.
有一些是关系方面的。
Some it has to do with financial.
有些可能是经济上的。
All of us, it has to do with our car.
每一个人都有车子，是吧？
It has to do with the wash machine.
也许我们是跟我们的洗衣机有关。
It has to do with our health.
或者跟我们的健康有关。
The Lord sovereignly has put all of these things beginning tomorrow.In our life.
神把这一些的事情放在我们的生命的里面。
Not just beginning tomorrow, they're an extension of last week.
我们不仅是从明天开始，而且是从一直延续下去。
Some of us might even be feeling the pressure even here this morning on certain things.
甚至我们今天早上也许有人也感觉到有些压力。
Why does a loving God put all of these things in our life?
为什么这个慈爱的神把这一些放在我们的生命里面呢？
Why does he sovereignly allow these things?
为什么全能的神允许这些事发生呢？
The death of a loved one.
因为这是他爱我。
One of the most humbling things for the sisters is a sick child.
多少时候我们姐妹们有这个生病的孩子。
Why is this?
为什么这个事会发生？
To bring us to the state of nothingness. It's his love.
为的是要把我们带到我们自己的无有里面，因为这是他的爱。
Let's look at this.Little story here in 1 Kings 17.
来让我们看这个故事在列王记上十七章。
God says there's going to be a three-year famine.
神说要有三年的大饥荒。
And he gets Elijah on the move.
他就让以利沙去。
And he moves him up to Sidon, up on the Mediterranean coast.
他就把他叫到这个基利。约旦河东的基利西边。
Little town called Zarephath.
他就
Zarephath. And there is a woman, yeah, let's see, Zarephath is verse 8.
叫他说你起身往西敦的巴勒法去。
And he comes in contact with this widow lady.
他就和一个寡妇交谈。
And she is cooking her last meal.
她在做她最后的一顿餐。
Because that's all she has is one more meal.
因为她已经没有任何的
食物可以做。She gathers a few sticks.
她就把她所有的这些面能够这个柴收聚起来。
She has a handful of flour.
她有很少的面粉。
And a little bit of oil.
还有一点点的油。
She's come to the end of her resources.
她已经来到她自己这个能源的尽头。
And she tells the prophet that I am going to die.
她告诉先知，她说我要死。
And the prophet says, bake and give me to eat.
先知就跟他讲说你做饼给我吃。
And the story goes on and she obeys.
他这个寡妇就按照先知所讲去做。
And for the next 3 years, this little bowl and this little of flour and this little cruse of oil never empties.
在这三年以后那个盆里面的面瓶里面的油从来都没有干枯过。
Through Elijah, this woman has come in contact with the God of the universe.
借着以利沙，这个寡妇和神产生了一个联系。
The God who is responsible for every blade of wheat that's ever been come out of the ground.
神他是对这个任何一点小的细节他都负完全的责任。
Every drop of oil that's ever been squeezed from an olive,
任何一滴油从这个石油从这个橄榄里面榨出来的
，to come in contact with the source，
都是从这个这个源头而来。
And as we would say in fairy tale term, and she lived happily ever after。
那么在这个故事里面就讲到说，这个夫人就从此以后就愉快的生活。
Second Kings 4。
列王记下第四章。
We come to the story of Elisha。
我们讲到这个以利沙。
And in verse 2, And Elisha said to her, What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house? And she said, Your maidservant has nothing.
第二节，以利沙问他说，我可以为你做什么呢？你告诉我，你家里有什么？他说，婢女家中除了一瓶油之外，没有什么。
And Elisha says, Gather all the vessels.
以利沙就对他讲，你去把所有能够借的瓶子都借来。
He didn't say, now this is what we would do. We would go borrow full vessels.
我们如果我们做的话，我们可能就去借一个一个充满的这个瓶子。
But he says, go and borrow empty vessels.
但是以利沙跟他讲去，你去借那个空瓶子。
And as many vessels as that she borrowed, to that degree, they were filled.To that number, they were filled.
所有他借来的瓶子都充满了。
What's the secret?
这是什么秘密?
An empty vessel.
空瓶,空的容器。
If she had had more empty vessels, what would the result be?
如果她有更多的空器皿,你相信会怎么样?
More oil.
就会有更多的油。
Her two sons were going to be sold as slaves because of her debt.
她两个儿子将要被卖作为奴隶,因为她欠人的债。
This is a prophetess's wife. She's a widow.
这个也是一个寡妇。
That's one thing in the history of mankind. He's never taken care of the widows of prophets.
在这个人类历史里面，我们看见这个寡妇总是。
And here we have no exception.
在这个地方没有任何的例外。
She's having to sell her sons as slaves to pay the debt.
她必须要卖她的儿子来还债。
A hopeless situation.
没有希望。
Loss of husband.
她失去她的丈夫。
On the verge of losing sons.
在那个失去儿子的这个边缘上。
And the next would be her life.
下面就是她自己的。
And it's at that point that the Lord comes in.
在那个时候神就来了。
Do you see how this becomes the secret?
你有没有看见这个是不是成为一个秘诀?
How God is looking for nothingness in us.
神怎么样在我们的生命中寻找这个无有。
And Matthew 5, that first verse of the Beatitude, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God.
在马太福音第五章里面，在 这个第一个福里面就讲到说清心的人有福了。
How do we come into the kingdom of God?
我们怎么样来到这个神的国里面？
Kingdom just simply means his rule.
啊，国，他的国就是他的掌权。
How do we come in his grace every day?
我们怎么样来到他恩典里面每一天？
So that grace of his joy flows into our life.
他恩典的喜乐能够在我们生命里面拥有呢？
Just by being a pauper.
那就使我们，那就是我们要做一个
Absolutely recognize ourselves as empty.
啊，就是使我们自己意识到我们是完全的无有。
Quit striving to be something.
然后使我们成为。
Quit performing.
啊，不要在我们的生命中啊演戏。
We sing the song, put on a happy face.
我们唱歌说啊，我们脸上装出一个笑脸。
You can only put on a happy face so long, and it's going to crack.
啊，你只能够啊笑一阵子，但是你过一下就啊。
But when the Lord puts something in our heart, it's natural. It's living water. It flows from inside.
但神把喜乐放在我们里面，那是自然的，是自然的流露。
But God cannot put and generate that living water when it's all filled up with mud.
但是如果在我们的里面是充满了淤泥的话，神就不能让他的生命水从我们里面流出来。
Filled with self.
如果里面充满了自我的话。
Our own resources.
如果充满我们自己的一些东西。
Our own goodness.
充满我们自己的好。
Our own strength.
我们个人的能力。
There has to be a time where in our hearts we come to a place of nothingness.
啊，在我们的里面必须我们来到一个地步，就是说我们里面是无有的。
In Matthew 15, we have the story of feeding the 4,000.
啊，在马太福音第十五章里面讲到主怎么样为四千人吃饱。
And Jesus said they have nothing to eat.They have nothing to eat.
哦，他们没有任何的东西可以吃。
What preceded this great banquet?
啊，那么是什么使这样大的一个宴席能够发生呢？
Where 4,000 men plus their wives plus their children were fed.
四千人和他们的妻子和他们的小孩都被喂饱了。
From a meager 7 loaves and a few fishes.
啊，只有那么很小的七个饼几条鱼。
This word nothing.There was nothing of man.
啊，就是说什么都没有，从人的里面什么都没有。
Man had no solution.
人没有任何的啊这个好的一个结果。
Oh, man had a solution. Send him away.
人如果人也没有办法。
When the Lord comes, he always comes with compassion.
当神来的时候，他总是把他的同情怜悯带来。
With fullness.
啊，总是把它的丰满带来。
But emptiness precedes filling.
这个啊，空无有是在那个一切的以前。
We have to see ourselves as nothing before God can make us something.
我们必须要看到我们自己无有，然后神才能够在我们身上成全。
Luke 11:6.
啊，路加福音11章第六节。
Another example of nothing of resources.
啊，另外一个例子就讲到我们啊一无所有的这个路加福音第十一章。
Luke 11:6.
路加福音第十一章第六节。
Have you ever gotten friends at come into your house at midnight?
啊，你有没有过朋友半夜到你家来
？We've been traveling, we're hungry.
啊，他们在旅行，肚子饿了。
And the refrigerator's empty.
啊，冰箱里面什么都没有。
Well, that's what happens to this person.
啊，这就是这个人就经历这样一个情况。
So、he goes to his neighbor and he says, "I have friends coming. I have nothing."
啊，他到他的邻居那儿去，他说我有人来，可是我什么都没有供给他。
And he knocked.
他就敲门。
Finally, woke the person up.
他就把那个邻居敲起来。
And the person was groggy and says, "It's too late."
那个人就说，他说太晚了。
But the man persisted.
但是那个人就一直啊。敲门
and he gave.
那么这个人就把东西
Nothing of resources.
那么这个人是一无所有
preceded the giving by the neighbor.
那么就在这个时候，这个邻居就把东西给他
There was a persistence there.
但是那个里面有一个持续，恒久
That's another story. That's another one of those keys.
那是另外一个关键
We won't get into that this morning.
我们今天暂时不讲这部分
John 2:3, probably very familiar.
约翰福音第三章第二节。
You don't have to look it up. It's the story of the wedding of Cana.
你可能不一定要去看。
And what did Mary say? They have no wine. They have no wine.
哦，就是讲到说他们没有啊酒了。
It was that loss, that nothingness that preceded the Lord Jesus' first miracle.
就是在他们觉得自己已经没有酒的时候，这个时候神的神迹就产生。
That wine represents the very life of the Lord Jesus.
这个酒代表了这个基督的生命。
That vivacious to go through problems.
啊，就经过这样一个啊难处。
That wisdom.
啊，这个智慧。
That purpose that was in his life.
啊，在基督里面的一个啊计划。
Was now made available to everyone at the wedding feast.
啊，就在这个啊婚宴的里面彰显出来。
But do you see the key?
但是你有没有看见这个关键？
This was the best wine ever made on the face of this earth.
啊，这就是在那个以前没有任何这样的酒。
Nothing has preceded this fullness.
啊，就是说这个完全的丰有是在这个无有以前，啊，无有以后。
Another word here, nothingness of success.
没有成功。
Again, I believe all of us want to be successful.
我相信每一个人都希望能够成功。
But that's natural.
啊，这是很自然的。
Moses had to come to the end.
啊，摩西也来到一个尽头。
He had great plans in Egypt.
啊，他在埃及他有一个很大的计划。
And as he matured, he had more specific plans. He had greater plans for redeeming the people of Israel.
他慢慢成熟的时候，他有一个计划，就是要使以色列人能够被救赎出来。
Getting them out of their bondage.
使他们离开这个捆绑。
And the Lord said, No, there's too much of you, Moses.
啊，神说，摩西在你的里面有太多的你自己。
I don't share my glory with anyone.
啊，我不把我的荣耀和任何的人去分。
I need a humble vessel.
我需要一个谦卑的器皿。
The Lord is constantly looking for a person weak enough to do His service.
啊，神一直在我们的里面寻找我们的软弱，他做成他自己的工作。
Now, isn't that a sort of a paradox?
啊，这是不是一个很啊正好相反的
？The world looks for strong people.
啊，世界上在寻找强壮的人。
God is looking for a weak person to do His work.
神却寻找一个软弱的人来做他的工作。
And His work is fruit to manifest Christ.
啊，他的工作就是这个啊神工作的就是。神他自己的果实。
That's the verse we read again. If you abide in me, and I abide, you will bear much fruit.
如果你住在我里面，你就能结许多的果实。
What is that fruit?
啊，什么样的果实
？The fruit is simply expressing Christ.
这个果实就是能够代表基督，彰显基督。
In Taiwan, we had a 4-day conference on the word service.
啊，在台湾我们有四天的啊聚会，讲到侍奉。
And when we went to Kaohsiung for 2 days, we discussed this word service.
我们到高雄后花两天时间，我们来讨论这个啊侍奉。
This word service is many times understood, misunderstood.
啊，侍奉我们常常容易误解。
Because we bring worldly thoughts into it, and we think of the word activity.
我们常常把世界上的概念带进去，就以为是啊一些活动。
But service is simply expressing the character, the nature of the Lord Jesus.
而侍奉的本身就是彰显出基督他内有内在的这个啊特征。
Service is manifesting the life of Jesus.
侍奉乃是把他基督的生命彰显出来。
If that life is not being manifest, I don't care if you're up here preaching.
如果基督的生命不能够彰显的话，我实在觉得说啊没有什么意思。你尽管是在这边要讲到
or teaching a class,
或者说教一个主日学
it's all vanity.
所有的都是虚空。
Ministry, service, is God's life coming through a broken vessel.
侍奉乃是一个被破碎的生命来彰显神的荣耀。
In silence,
在安静的里面。
Sometimes, but not very often, in speaking,
有的时候并不是常常的啊说
，which we often have reversed
啊，常常我们把它倒过来
，because we naturally think it should be here
啊，自然的我们就是觉得我们要说
God is looking for His Son to be expressed through vessels.
神他在寻找这他的儿子能够借着这些啊器皿来彰显出来。
It took Moses a while to come to the nothingness of success.
啊，摩西经过许多年才来到这个无有的这个尽头。
Remember Joseph?
啊，你记不记得约瑟？
From what he went through from the age of 17 to 30.
啊，你记不记得他的生命从17到30这段时间？
He had to get rid of any thought in his heart of success.
他必须从他的脑子里面把一切所有所谓成功的意念消除掉。
And it's quite interesting, at that point, at age 30, then the Lord could give him success.
在他30岁的时候，神居然把成功给了他。
Moses was ready to die.
摩西是已经预备好要死了。
In his own words in Psalm 90, he says, it's given to man 70 years.
在诗篇90篇里面，他讲到，他说人只能活到70岁。
And to those who are strong, some live to be 80.
若是强壮，可以活到80。
Moses was 80 years old.
那时候摩西是80岁。
He'd come to the end.
他已经来到一个尽头。
Lord, I've seen everything. I've done everything. I'm ready to go home.
主啊，我已经看见所有的，我也做了一切，我已经预备好回家了。
I've been in the palace.
我曾经在王宫里面。
40 years.
40年。
And I've been in the pasture.
我也在旷野里面。
Take me home.
把我接回去吧。
It was at that point that God could say, Moses, you are ready to express my son.
就在那个时候，神对他讲说，摩西，你就是现在能够把我的生命彰显出来。
In Luke 5:5, don't look at it, we have this word, they toiled all night.
在路加福音第五章五节里面，讲到说他们劳累了整夜。
The disciples had come to the end. Peter had come to the end.
彼得他已经来到一个尽头。
Peter thought he knew every single thing about fishing, and he was the best, but he had come to the end of his success.
彼得以为他是最好的这个渔夫，因为他懂得怎么样打鱼，但是他却来到一个尽头。
And it was at that point that God could say, I will make you fishers of men.
就在那个时候，神跟他讲，他说，我要使你得人如得鱼一样。
This morning, brothers and sisters, I just wanted to bring to your attention just one word.
今天早上，我希望弟兄姐妹们注意到这个词。
As a key.
作为一个关键词。
One of the things we often emphasize as we come together is that we need to know Jesus.
有一件事我们常常强调的，就是我们来到一起，我们需要知道基督。
We're always talking about getting to know Jesus.
我们常常讲到说，我们要知道耶稣基督。
And one of the reasons, as it applies to this morning's message, is that He is the greatest example of being nothing.
但是耶稣基督却是一个最好的例子，是一个无有的例子。
I've just jotted down just a few thoughts here regarding Him. I'm going to read them just to get the idea of the nothingness of our Lord.
今天早上我只是要跟大家读一些，让大家看见说基督的无有。
He chose the road of nothingness so that the Lord could make Him something.
他选择了这条无有的道路，使神能够在他身上成全。
Nothing of ability.
没有任何能力。
Because Jesus says, I can of mine own self do nothing.
主说我凭着我自己不能做什么。
Nothing of birth or rank.
没有任何的地位或者是生的这个
Is not this the carpenter's son?
是这个木匠的儿子。
A demeaning statement.
是一个非常卑微的。
Nothing of bigotry or prejudice.
没有任何的
Because he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
他里面没有任何的憎恨，他只是说父亲饶恕他们。
When we look at other people, we judge.
我们看到其他人的时候，我们常常会
We're critical of those who sin.
我们常常批评别人。
No prejudice, no bigotry.
没有任何的毁谤或者恶言。
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
父亲啊, 赦免他们, 因为他们不知道所做的事。
Nothing of intellect which we thrive on.
没有任何的, 这种, 知识与骄傲。
But Jesus says, as my Father taught me, I speak these things.
主耶稣却说, 父叫我说什么, 我就说什么。
Nothing of learning.
没有任何的这个,
How does this man know? He's never been to the university, it was said.
这个人怎么会知道? 因为他也没有进过任何的大学。
And in Isaiah 53, nothing of personal appearance.
以赛亚书53章讲到说他没有家型美容。
For Isaiah says he had neither form nor comeliness.
也没有人羡慕他。
Nothing of reputation.
也没有任何的名誉。
They looked down at him and said, he's a friend of publicans and sinners.
他们说他是罪人和税吏的朋友。
Nothing of respectability.
也没有任何被人尊敬的。
Can anything good come out of Nazareth?
有任何拿撒勒能出什么好人吗?
Nothing of self-reliance.
没有任何的自我依靠。
The Bible says he went down to Nazareth and subjected himself to his parents.
他到拿撒勒去，他顺服他的父母。
Nothing of self-will.
没有任何自我的好处。
I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
我不求自己的好处，但我只求那差遣我来的。
Nothing of success.
也没有任何的成功。
He was despised and rejected of men.
他被藐视也被拒绝。
Nothing of superiority.
他也没有任何高于别人的地方。
I am one who comes to serve.
我是那个要来侍奉的。
Nothing of wealth.
也没有财产。
The Son of Man has no place to put his head.
神子来到地上，他地上他没有枕头的地方。
The question, brothers and sisters, are we willing to be nothing?
弟兄姐妹们，问题是我们愿不愿意来到自己的无有？
It's a little key.
这是一个关键。
But it's the only key for entering into the fullness of our calling.
但这是唯一的关键，这个关键能使我们进入到神的丰满的呼召里面。
Where do we begin?
我们从哪里开始？
I believe by telling the Lord, I want to be nothing. I am willing to be nothing.
我们要告诉神说, 主啊, 我愿意成为无有。
I am willing to follow the steps of the Master.
我愿意跟随我主人的脚步。
We just looked at the way he walked.
我们刚才已经看见这位神他是怎么样走过的。
How he took the low road.
他怎么样走了那卑微的道路。
It's that life that he wants to give us. To transform us into.
是他要把生命给我们,来改变我们。
If we come to him and consecrate ourselves to him.
如果我们把自己交奠在他的上面。
In the morning, before we get up, we need to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
早晨的时候,我们要把我们自己交奠在神的面前。
Give me the willingness to be nothing.
给我这个意愿。
So that when I am snubbed,
当我遇见难处的时候,
so that when I'm overlooked,
当我, 被忽略的时候,
I might experience your grace.
我能够经历到你的恩典,
so that I can, like Moses, pray for my sister Miriam, who despised him.
我能够像摩西一样为我的姐姐, 以利面嫩祷告,
May the Lord bring us into that reality.
求神把我们带到这个实际。
Nothingness precedes the reality of the Lord's life in us.
无有是在神把恩典给我们的以前。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we're thankful this morning for your example.
主，我们感谢你今天早上你自己向我们显示你的见证。
Lord, we're thankful that not only have we been cleansed.
主啊，我们谢谢你，因为我们不仅是被我们自己所捆绑。
But we've been called to be changed into your very image.
我们被呼召来成为你自己儿子的形象。
Your desire is that we be your bride.
你自己要我们成为你的心腹。
We've been invited to the marriage feast of the Lamb.
我们已经被邀请去参加那羔羊的婚宴。
Lord, this morning we confess we do not have the right garments.
主，我们承认我们实在是没有这个婚宴的衣服穿。
We're naked.
我们是赤身的。
We think we have 20/20 vision and we're blind.
我们以为我们有20/20的视力，但是我们却是瞎眼。
Lord, we come with repentant heart.
主啊，我们来到你面前，我们带一颗悔改的心。
We come this morning to be emptied.
我们来到你面前，我们求你倒空我们。
So that you can prepare us.
你可以预备我们。
For your soon coming.
为着你将来。
So that we won't be shocked in our nakedness when you come.
这样在你来的时候，我们不必为我们的赤身而感到忧愁，而感到羞耻。
Hide this word in our heart.
把这个话藏在我们的心里面。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。